The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Eric Burdon with The Animals. Yeah, that, what a beautiful song. It really says it all. Hey, it's Friday, and It's a big Friday. We got a lot going on, so we're going to get right into it. And a good morning to you. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you for being there. I'll tell you, we have been here now going into our eighth year. You've been with us every step of the way. We appreciate it. And now I'm seeing, you know, as we go through elections and we go through the craziness and you and I try to make sense of an absolutely upside-down, bizarro United States of America. And, you know, you just shake your head and you can't figure out how one thing gets done, how one thing doesn't get done. And, you know, you just, all we do, we get up and we're good citizens and we, you know, we believe, you know, in the country. And a lot of us believe in God. And if you don't, we don't care. We love you anyway. You know what I mean? And then I'm telling you, to the craziness of it all and the hectic pace of it all and more busier than I have ever been in my life. So, and then last night, you know, I always say my prayers at night. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you that, and I'm not going to apologize for that. I will drop to my knees and give thanks to God, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, for allowing me to live another day. It's just, it's a thing, you know. And if you don't, I hold no animus toward you at all. And so as I was about to say my prayers last night, and forgive me if you're not, you know, if this bothers you, you could turn away, but I went and I took the camera, my phone, and I saw the moon look really cool. So I took a shot. I took like a cell phone picture, you know, on the camera. And then I went, oh, wow, that was really pretty. Then I looked at it. You got to look at it. I tweeted it out. It looked like a huge crucifix in the sky, a huge cross in the sky. And if you're not a Christian, I love you anyway. You know I do. You know I do. I'm just saying. But it was like scary. One of those things, like through it all, someone's watching over us. Now, I know. Oh, Joe, really? Yeah, really. You know, listen, we got no leader. There's no one leading the United States. No one's in charge. No one's in charge of our states in New York or New Jersey. No one. We have no leader. There's no leadership, you know? You know what I'm saying. Due respect to the folks in office. I mean, really, it's going nowhere. And they're just taking some kind of regressive socialist agenda and jamming it down our throats, telling us, I mean, let me put it this way. When Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head have to be general neutral, then you know you got a problem in America. That's exactly what happened. You can't say Mr. Potato Head. You can't say Mrs. Potato Head. Listen to me. This is America. Who comes up with this? Is there a president that says this is ridiculous? Well, we had a president that said that and more, but apparently he wasn't reelected. Apparently. So now, oh, by the way, they're not going to put Mr. and Mrs. on the box. There will be, you will be able to use the little parts and put Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head together. But God forbid they fold. They fold the Potato Head Company and they go, okay, it's gender neutral. This is nuts. So it was nice to see that big cross in the sky. I mean, it was like I tweeted it out. I put it out on social media just because I personally, you know what? I like irritating the agnostics and the atheists. I really do. And I like irritating the communists and the socialists, those of which are trying to take down the country. You know, I really do, because there's no God in communism. There's no God in the regressive socialists. I don't know that the Democratic Party has any faith anymore in anything. I really don't. This is my opinion. I'm not saying that as a fact. I'm saying my opinion. I don't think they believe in the country. They don't believe in the flag. And certainly they don't have any, in my opinion, any religion. Joe Biden, they're doing they put up the 500 candles, you know, mourning the 500,000 lost the other day at the White House. Joe Biden makes the sign of the cross, you know. Yeah, but if you want to do partial birth abortion, go for it. Come on, give me a break. You know, and I mean, again, I don't want to even get into it. I don't want to get into it because I love you no matter. I love you just the way you are, as Billy Joel said. All right, but it's wild. So I really feel that it's going to be okay. So we got to put our hopes high. But now we didn't vote for, a lot of us did not vote for Joe Biden because we felt he was not mentally fit. I always liked Joe Biden. And people, you can't say that, Joe. Oh, yes, I can. I have no hate toward Joe Biden. Meet him, he could not have been nicer. When I would go down, I'd do it back in the day when the Democrats were, in my opinion, Democrats, when Tip O'Neill was down there, you know, Bill Bradley was in office, you know, Senator Bradley, a famous Knicks star. And I would go down there and I was like, oh, well, I must be a Democrat because, you know, I'm Italian and my parents and grandparents came from another country and this is the working class party, you know. Not so much anymore, right? So I would just be down there in Washington, and I would always appreciate, and I would see Joe Biden and Ted Kennedy. It was like Ted Kennedy. I told you about Ted Kennedy. God rest his soul. He was a little interesting. I shouldn't tell you this, but it's our intimate hour, so I can. And I think I may have mentioned it before. Rest Ted Kennedy's soul. I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but. I remember I was with Kimberly at the time, and she was young, granted. So, but I walked right by him. He never said, hey, Joe Piscopo, how are you? Hey, Mr. Piscopo, how are you? You know, Senator Kennedy? He looks at Kimberly. I promise you, he goes like this. It was like, well. It was like, it was so creepy. And Jesse Jackson, too. And I love you, Jesse, man. It was like, you know, you're politicians. I'm the entertainer. I'm the one who's supposed to be creepy, not you. Am I right? Oh, you can't make it up. Anyway, nobody in charge. We didn't vote for Joe Biden. He's wandering around aimlessly. If you saw that yesterday without the mask, and I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him because during that time in Washington, Biden was there and he was always very gracious. And I always appreciated what he went through for the tragedy in his life. But he's wandering around, the poor guy, aimlessly. And no one knows what to do when he's wandering on camera. And it's not funny, but I have to laugh. Yesterday, he was like, he says something, and then he walks around. The press is yelling questions at him. He ignores the press, and he's wandering aimlessly. And no one leads it. Can we have a presidential handler, maybe? Maybe he needs a handler. I'm just saying, you know, there's always somebody. My dad, the most brilliant man I know, and then he had a case of a slight dementia, my poor pop. Oh, that was a heartbreak. That's a heartbreak. There was always somebody with him at all time. And I think that's what we have to do for this president. Because the poor guy didn't know where he was going. And somebody said, mask, Mr. President. And he goes, oh, the mask. And he goes back and gets his mask. And you want to know the truth? I'm not mad or anything. I feel so bad. This is cruelty. It's cool. Put Kamala in. You want Kamala in? That's what you're waiting for anyway, right? Then they vote for Biden. They put Biden in office. Who they is, I don't know. I don't know if it's the deep state. And just to be less conspiratorial, God forbid, let's say lifelong bureaucrats. I don't know if it's the lifelong bureaucrats in Washington or it's President Xi, you know, who just said, look, it's us. We got our guy in there, Joe Biden, because that's what the Chinese are saying. That's what the Chinese intellectuals are saying. And they say it publicly. They say we're into the United States. We've got our guy in, quote unquote. And they've said that. And is it the Chinese or is it the deep state? Whatever it is, now we're back in Syria. apparently. The Pentagon confirming, reading here, a U.S. strike on Iran-backed militia in Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin explained that they chose their targets carefully. They went in, and apparently they went, and I'm just, U.S. strike in Syria. This was against Hezbollah in Iraq on December 29, triggered complaints from the Iraqi government. While the U.S. had not been before Thursday blamed any specific group for the rocket attacks attributed to them. This is a mess. I got to tell you something. This is an absolute mess. And I'm just trying to get the facts out, and they're not even there. All I know is that, yeah, this is they're blaming Iran for some of these actions of its proxies. There was a rocket attack on February 15th on coalition forces near the Erbil International Airport in Iraqi Kurdistan. It killed a civilian contractor. So I guess that's our retaliation. All I know is you have got the military-industrial complex waiting to go in. And that's exactly what this is. This is the hawks getting back in. And they're back in. Why? Because Joe Biden is there. How about President Trump trying to pull back troops, right? Trying not to go in. He doesn't want war. Now Biden gets in. Look at this. He's in a month, and here he is back in. Now, is it for retaliation? And is Joe Biden going to answer that without a handler around? You know, this is scary. This is just scary. I got to tell you. So now we're back in Syria, and now Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head are gender neutral. This is what we got for Joe Biden.
Happy Friday.
You can't make it up. Hey, quarter after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Did you find any video, Joe Zabili, if I could ask you about Dana? Did we get that yet?
If you give me a minute, I'm literally calling it up for you right now.
I saw that. Thank you. And good morning, boys. Good morning, Al. I got to tell you, I saw the nicest thing.
you're full of love. I want to just, you know.
I mean, love you anyway. Okay. I do.
What is that supposed to mean?
No hate. So I was watching the Bill Hemmer, Dana Perino show, and Trace Gallagher was in for Bill. And Dana was interviewing somebody. I saw it was the most moving moment I've seen on television. I'm trying to get the audio for you. So Dana was interviewing a gal who was a victim of crime. Her ex-whatever came over. I don't even want to say. It was such a graphic crime, but it ended up killing like a baby, and it was in the most graphic ways, and it was an awful story. And Dana's talking, and she lets this gal talk. They go back to Dana, right? They go a full screenshot of Dana. She breaks down crying on air. You just wanted to hug her. It was so beautiful. It was like, that's what, you know, I just love that. That compassion, yeah. So this is what happened. She was listening to a victim of crime, and Dana Perino was doing an interview, and it was so vicious. They cut back to Dana full screen, and she just lost it. And she apologized. She goes, "I've never." Now this is the gal that was a press secretary, under George W. Bush. We're talking about tough times in an impossible situation, with, in my opinion, an impossible president. But this was just such a movie. It just showed, and it was nice to see that compassion on television. Let's listen to Dana now.
Trace, I don't think I've ever cried on TV. That was really hard.
And it's a heartrending story. And, the sad part about this is we see these types of no-bail situations all the time. And in California, George Gascon is being pushed back because he's pushing for these types of measures. And other, liberal, progressive district attorneys are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And, and her story is replicated. And I understand that there is concern that cash bail has hurt segments of the population, that there is concern that minorities are hurt more. But we also have to think about these victims.
Thank you. Dana Perino right there, speaking the truth. They're letting criminals out on the street. And a shout out to Trace Gallagher. That was such professional reporting. He held it together. I just cherish those moments where reality and heart comes across television, and Trace Gallagher picked it up. He knew Dana was upset. Just great moment television. And it's okay to feel that way. We're not even addressing the victims. And to Dana's point, we're not even addressing the victims that are hurt in the crime. They're all over the street. They're all over New York. Philadelphia is like turning out to be a crime capital of the world, for crying out loud. What's happening in Chicago? So God bless Dana Perino. That was so beautiful. It was such a real, honest moment on camera, and I think you got to applaud it. Hey, Joe on the radio, we got Tommy Lahren. Tommy is fired up lately, and we need someone fired up. So we're going to talk to Tommy about the silence from feminists on the Governor Cuomo allegations. You can't make that up. And then we got a Dr. Nina Radcliffe is going to check in. We're going to talk about a possibility of a third Pfizer dose. Come on now. Mr. Mike Gallagher, our man's going to join us. Darren Porcher. We love Darren. We're going to talk about the retirement of Terrence Monaghan from the NYPD and this new NYPD robotic dog. Yes, they have a robotic dog, and AOC doesn't like it. Go figure. I don't know. You think I'm? This is just like a fake news or a parody of the news or an SNL a Babylon Bee thing? No, that's the real story. There's a robotic dog, and for some reason ARD doesn't like it. Yeah, you know? Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads, 20 after 6 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Deb. How you doing this morning? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I love that picture that you took. That's gorgeous that you put on, you know, Twitter.
All of a sudden, we're worrying. We're looking around. We're going, what's happening in the world? And in the sky, I look up, and the moon was bright, and there was those shoots. And then I on the camera, that's an untouched picture. I took a picture, and it looked like a giant cross in the sky.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, someone's watching over. Come on, Deb.
Right? Yeah, someone's there you go. Over. That's it. We need that.
And watching over us on the roads is Debbie Duhame, St. Debbie of Duhame right now. Thank you, Deb.
Hardly, but I'll keep trying to earn that name, that's for sure. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Josephilia. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alternate side parking rules suspended today. Metered parking rules in effect. It's kind of busy on the eastbound Gowanus heading up through the Prospect. Watch for slowdowns in Forest Park on Woodhaven Boulevard. Everything is closed. Getting out toward Myrtle Ave. It looks like some ongoing police department activity as you head through that stretch. Traffic is moving okay at the Hudson River crossings. Heading to 80 westbound in Wayne, an accident was just cleared. And traffic is slowing down on 109 northbound as you get up through Style Street in Linden. Starting to see some volume there. And 218 remains closed between West Point and Cornwall with some ongoing issues as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, host of Bagels and Broadway, Sunday at 2. On this week's show, TV star Jill Eikenberry joins me and talks about a new theater company that is completely virtual and a play she'll be starring in. Comedian Kevin Hubschman talks about how he's bringing comedy into homes and offices. And to Boston we go for a place on the harbor getting raves. Boardwalk Pizza with owner Donato Frateroli. That's all on Bagels and Broadway this Sunday at 2.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Eastern Christian Elementary, Bergen County Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Michael's of Brooklyn is back. Yay! Open for indoor dining. They are operating at 25% capacity and by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Looking to have that early Sunday dinner? Then you know where to go. Michael's of Brooklyn, right there in Avenue R. Nostrand, and they've been in business since 1964. Family owned and operated, and I can attest to the delicacy of the recipe, the authenticity of the Italian recipes. Everything is made completely from scratch, including that gnocchi that I love, the gnocchi arrabbiata, even the sauce that they sell in grocery stores nationwide. They make it right there on Avenue R in Nostrand. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, the puttanesca, the marinara, the tomato and basil, arrabbiata, all fresh and delicious and absolute best around. It really, truly is. Their delicious, authentic sauces are available online, by the way, at michaelsofbrooklyn.com, but they're in stores, as you know, all around the country. You go to your grocery store, you pick up Michael's of Brooklyn. In the meantime, if you are in the area, in New York, in New Jersey, in Connecticut, you got to call 718-998-7851. Ask for Fred, ask for Johnny, ask for Michael himself, or ask for Mary Ann. They are all there waiting for you. 25% capacity, but and adhering to all the CDC guidelines. But Michael's of Brooklyn is back. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ah, it's all over now, baby.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry. She done me wrong. She hurt my eyes open. That's no lie. Tables turning now. Her time to cry. Because I used to love her. But it's all over now.
The Rolling Stones, from the Rolling Stones Now, I believe. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 877-970-2999. Great to have you with us on this Friday. Yay, it's Friday. Coming up on 6:30, we'll take a break for news in a little while. A lot going on. We're going to find out about this serious story, what's going on, and why we went into Syria. Of course, we didn't hear anything about it. We know now that the Hawks are in charge under Joe Biden. You know, Wall Street likes Joe Biden because they can manipulate him. And now it's the Hawks and the people that want war. In my opinion, you know, the Liz Cheney's of it all. You know, they are now in the Biden administration. Donald Trump was pulling troops out. We're going right back in. And you know, let's see what the press says about this. And then you got to check, because according to Fox and Friends, I saw a blip on there with Stephen O'Brien was talking, and Ainsley, they were talking about how there were tweets from Joe Biden going after President Trump when he did what he had to do in Syria, and Jen Psaki as well. They're dancing around everything. I am disgusted how the press will not press President Biden, how the press backs off of Jen Psaki. It's after what they did to Donald Trump, I'm so done with it all. I'm done. I'm watching these people, and they're not even doing their job. And then they do the news. When I watch the news, every story, if you remember, under President Trump was negative. And again, you know, he brought a lot of it on himself. I understand that. But every story, an obsession like that. And then with Joe Biden, they let it go. And then did we find him, Joe Sibilia, wandering around? What was that yesterday? What was that?
You know, I'm still looking.
You can't find it, right?
No, I can't. Yeah, the media's not covering
it
at all.
That's exactly right. When something is bad and it happens to Biden, they bury it, and you can't find it online. I work 24/7. I work so hard. I'm researching everything for this show. We're doing whatever it is, you know, 30 hours a week. We're doing 30 hours of 30 interviews, 35 interviews a week, and I'm researching everything. In the meantime, I gotta look for one thing. If it's negative about Joe Biden, or if you're just concerned, let me use the word concern, not negative, you're concerned about your president and his mental state, you can't find anything. You can't find it. We can't say things. We're censored. I can't say certain things on the radio show. They're a step away from taking the microphone away. What the hell country are we living in? Excuse my language. What are we
we living in? Where are we? This is Stalin. This is pre-war Germany. This is exactly this. We, and I'm going to say something, and if they want to take the mic away, take the mic away. But this is exactly, this was Adolf Hitler's playbook, what's happening with the regressive socialists, okay? Democrats are Democrats, liberals are liberals. We can live with those folks, but and I guess it comes from China. I guess President Xi is calling the shots. They're censoring us now. They're censoring what we can say, what we can't say. And you can't hang with a friend if your friend, is like, and look at these headphones. I got to tell you too. It's a Friday. I don't have a screen thing that works. I don't have a call screener that works. That I have Shure headphones. Check it out. They're made in China and they keep cutting in and out. I apologize. I'm in one of those moods. I'm done. You and I, we do everything that's right. We're good citizens. We pay our taxes. We believe in God. We believe in the country. And then we have these people running the country, and there's no safety net. No, it's us and we're alone. There's no one double checking. And if I hang with somebody that they don't like, I think the radio's name, I always like to give credit. I never like to take anybody's material. If I heard something smart, I give credit. Jim Dorfman, Joey, I think that was the guy who was on Tucker. I think he was a YouTube kind of radio guy.
Yeah.
And he said the Ministry of Information. He used Washington as the minute. That was a reference to the Third Reich. And I know it sounds vicious to say that, but don't you feel like that? It's Stalin-esque where we are. No, you better not say that. You better not hang with that person because, you know, that person said something that we don't believe in. We, the ministry, I guess. Who's running this? We can't say certain things. We're censored. Who in the name of God thought that would happen in 2021? I am shocked. And I'm stunned, you know, but we'll continue to fight and I'll be careful. I guess I got to be kind of careful and just watch what I say. And we're the only ones. No one else is speaking the truth. No one else. So we'll see what happens in Syria. We'll get into that. What's happening there? We'll find out where Joe Biden was wandering.
So I do have an update for you.
Potato head.
Happened was he was doing a big press conference yesterday. Celebrating the 50 millionth vaccine dose. Mm. So at the end of the presser, he walks away from the podium, starts, you know, wandering towards Kamala, looming over his shoulder.
That's his handle.
And then he's blocked off by like a nurse and Dr. Fauci. And he realizes, oh no, I don't have my mask. And he goes back to the podium to retrieve his mask and then wanders off stage with Kamala.
But I got to stay with me on this. Stay with me on this, please. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I got to, the president speaks. So, and then he just walks away and he's wandering aimlessly. And there was a moment where it was like, oh my God, what's going on? There was that moment because the press is yelling, Mr. President. And he's got his back to the press and Joe Biden, the poor guy. I'm not saying this viciously. I feel bad about our president. And yes, he's our president. And yes, he won. I'm not questioning any of that. I mean, I can't question it, but I can't say it on the air. So I'm watching this guy who got elected, I guess. Fauci was back there, Dr. Fauci.
Oh, yeah. He came out of the wing and, like, stopped him with this nurse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They ran interference. I saw it. They stepped out. It was like Dr. Fauci and the nurse going, okay. And I think someone went, mask, Mr. President. And so he goes, and he goes, Rocky, where's my mask? Where's my mask? You're a bum, Fauci, you're a bum. I always say, when he looks at the
Burgess Meredith's face,
it's so someone's got to tell
President Biden, and by the way, with great respect to the President of the United States, you got to tell, stop with the squinting when you're reading the teleprompter. Yeah. He looks like Burgess Meredith. Yeah. Rock. Come on, Rock.
Stick and move, Rock.
Yeah, you took my locker, Mr. President. You took my locker away. Yeah, you're a bum. You're a bum, Dr. Fauci. No, Mr. President.
You know what they need to do for the president now?
I have no idea.
Well, you know how they the Secret Service all has the earpiece and the microphone. They need to put an earpiece in his ear.
Yeah.
Just to say,
good idea.
You know, like
great
somebody as he's getting ready to leave.
Great idea.
But walk to your left.
That's not out of the ordinary. That's what they had to do with Bob Hope at the end because he couldn't hear.
Really?
He couldn't
really?
See. So he wore an earpiece, and his daughter would speak in the earpiece. If someone asked him a question, she'd read it in the earpiece.
So that's what they should do
but
for the
Bob
president.
Hope was an entertainer, and I remember I talked to friends and saw him toward the end. You know, and Mr. S as well, you know, he would go up online sometimes toward the very, very end, and you just feel for it. And I feel for Joe Biden. We're not making fun, but.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, we are a little
Stop.
Bit. Okay.
This is the leader of the greatest nation in the free world, and we're
next
talking
time,
about getting
listen,
him an earpiece.
Listen, I know we got a break, but next time, please, this is our intimate app. When you watch Joe Biden next time, what he squint and listen. We got to laugh at ourselves, and indeed we do. But you got to watch Joe. He looks and then he squints at the prompter because he won't go off the prompter, and he looks like Burgess Meredith for a second there, like I'm waiting for that voice to come out there. You know what a zoo! What an absolute zoo! And there should be some kind of editorial in the Washington Post or all these socialist, newspapers that these Pravda-like newspapers like the Washington Post, like the New York Times. Come on, MSNBC. Come on, someone's got to step up. Put Kamala in already. And I'm no fan. Listen, I don't hate Kamala Harris. I have no hate toward her. And I don't know how she got elected to where she is, but she's going to be the president. Everybody's got to list. You got to really come to that fruition, you know. And it's time. I think it's time. And call me if I'm wrong. 877-970-2999. I don't have a call screener, but call me anyway. And the boys will tell me that you're calling me, all right? 634 with Joe on the radio. Got a lot to get into. You are always welcome at 877-970-2999. I promise you this, we will get through this because we've been through in this country everything. They're trying to take the country away. They're trying to take us down. And you and me, we're going to fight. Nobody in charge. We got no leader. We got no leader on either side right now. There is no leader. And it's me and you, and we are going to just buckle up and we're going to make this work. So help me God, they're not taking us down. 635, Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City health officials say they have surplus of COVID-19 vaccines this week, so they'll start calling more New Yorkers in to get the shot and keep vaccination sites open longer. The extra doses come from delayed shipments of the vaccine that have finally arrived. They were delayed due to the winter storms across the country last week. The city is adding overnight shifts at vaccination sites at the Brooklyn Army Terminal, Bathgate Industrial Park in the Bronx, and City Field in Queens. On Thursday, the city said it had close to 200,000 vials of the first dose of the vaccine and close to 250,000 vials of the second dose. Two more of New Jersey's motor vehicle commissions are closed due to COVID-19. Both agencies in Rahway and West Deptford closed yesterday afternoon after an employee tested positive for the coronavirus, with MVC officials saying Rahway will remain closed until March 11th. West Deptford will remain closed until March 12th, but the Rahway Inspection Center and roadway testing facilities will remain open. Meanwhile, Patterson Regional Licensing Center is set to open today after pausing operations. In sports, Knicks scored a season high in a 140-121 blowout of the Kings at Madison Square Garden. The Nets' winning streak is at 8 and counting after a 129-92 dismantling of the Magic in Brooklyn. Islanders crushed the Bruins 7-2. The Devils beat the Sabres in overtime by the final of 4-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended today. Metered parking rules remain in effect. We still have this ongoing police department activity on Woodhaven Boulevard out by Myrtle Ave and Forest Park. And again, that's all due to some ongoing issues that happened overnight with the shooting. Let's see what's happening at the Hudson River crossings. Moving okay here at the George. No major problems over the Lincoln. Holland about 10 minutes in from 1 and 9. 80 eastbound exit 27 getting into Roxbury. It looks like a collision over there to watch out for. And traffic is slowing down just a bit here on Route 1 heading northbound, getting up toward 287, getting up through Edison. 218 remains closed between Cornwall and West Point with ongoing issues there as well. Newburgh, Beacon Bridge, it's ongoing construction. Sunny today with a high going up to about 44 degrees. Again, alternate side parking rules suspended. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you hiring? You need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. It's that simple. Receive a $75 sponsored job credit on your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, that's okay, Al. I got it right here. Telling you about 100%.
drug-free relief factor, okay? You know, we're looking at, we're trying to find that video of Joe Biden. Is it too cruel? Give me a call. Is it too cruel to post it? It's pretty, I think, are we doing it? I'm trying to decipher, Al. Are we doing it with a sense of humor, or are we being mean? You know what I'm saying?
No, we're doing it with a sense of humor. I'm the mean guy.
How about a news story? How about a news story? We'll make anything like a factual news story. President Biden. Wandering away. Put it up. Let me take a look at it before we post it, because I don't want to be. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Hey, let me tell you about Relief Factor, because I can get you out of pain. I'm so excited to tell you about Relief Factor. It's 100% drug free, and it can help your body deal with inflammation. They use these botanical and fish oil ingredients, you know. They attack the inflammation in your body from four different metabolic pathways. It's just like that. Now, if you're not sure, I don't know, Joe, I don't do that, I'm not going to take anything. But if you're in pain and you can't get out of pain, try the 3-week quick start. That's all I tell you every single morning. It's only $19.95. Let's see if it will work for you. $19.95 for less than $20, you might be able to get out of pain. I did it. I did it with you, because when I tell you things on the air, I have to try it. I have to be part of it, because, you know, otherwise I'm not going to know what I'm talking about. I knew Pete and Seth. I love Pete and Seth Talbot. They're great. The father-son owners of Relief Factor. They came on the show. I started taking Relief Factor with Al and with Debbie. Boom. Out of pain in 5 days. Just like that. Just like that. And it is so. And I will tell you once, I'll tell you 1,000 times, when the pain goes away, it's the best feeling, because you kind of don't realize it. You go, wait a minute. Whoa, the pain is gone. And I'm so pumped. I don't want to say anything, because I don't want to jinx anything. Not that I'm superstitious or nothing, but yeah, biceps last night before I went to bed. I tell you what, I hit it. No pain. And I've been taking Relief Factor religiously, and I suggest you at least try it. The 3-week quick start, $19.95, please. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm telling, if you're going through a divorce and everything, I want to be the one to tell you you can get through it. You will get through it, all right? I've been through a couple of them, and it's not fun. And again, I always blame myself. I blame no one but myself. You make your own journey, you know. And so I always felt bad about it, because I always was brought up, you know, you got to keep the nuclear family intact. You know, I was a good Catholic Church going boy, you know, and I shouldn't get divorced. You're not supposed to get divorced in the Catholic Church. So I did it once. I said, I'll never do it again. And then but whatever happens, it happens. You want to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself. Why? If you're listening and you're in New York and New Jersey, you will get destroyed. If you are a hardworking, innocent citizen, and you're just trying to work your way through a terrible divorce, and you're the money earner, you're going to get slammed. You will get slammed. You will get punished for being so dedicated, for working so hard. There's not a court, in family court in New York and New Jersey that I know of, call me if you heard otherwise, that understands the problems of how to deal with children, how to deal with the money that you have to spend. If you're a money earner, you will get slammed. California is the same exact way. It is horrible. That's why if you're going through it, and I feel for you, and the positive note is you will get through it, because if I got through it, anybody can, I'm telling you. But you'd best call Tanya Helfand. She's a certified matrimonial attorney in Jersey. with 29 years of experience, also licensed in New York, because you got to go through the divorce itself, right? And you got, and I know you have kids and grandkids that are going through it. So I'm going to tell you, Tanya Helfand is where you want to go. It's 973-428-0800. You can schedule a free 30-minute consultation, you know, or go to TanyaHelfand.com. But there's custody, there's alimony, the financial issues, and please, no one, you got to be an accountant to understand it, and yet they leave it up to sometimes the magistrates to do it, you know, and to, and I don't take anything away from them. It's just the way the states work, you know, and they go up there and they, no one knows what's going on. You need somebody by your side. You can't do it by yourself. It's like dealing with the IRS when you go into a family court system. They're not there for you. They're not there for your adversary. They're not there for the children. And it's nothing taken away from the judges and the family courts. They are handcuffed by really, really inefficient politicians from Trenton and from Albany. I'm telling you right now. So call Tanya Helfand if there's a problem. Offices are in Whippany, Paramus, and of Council in New York City. Helfand and Associates has your back. 973-428-0800 for a free 30-minute consultation. Remember this, please. Divorce is not the end of a family. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I have to tell you, too, why you need a good lawyer. 644 with Joe on the radio. I've told you this before. It was the best because how dumb I am. I was in there, and then the first divorce, yeah, they start saying, well, Mr. Piscopo made this, Mr. Piscopo made millions, he'll make millions more, and then this is what he did, and then they said, the adversary, you know, my ex-wife, his lawyer goes, and then, oh, Mr. Piscopo made that, and I whispered to my attorney, but I said it out loud, hey, I made more than that. He goes, just stop, quiet, please, just quiet. It was like I got offended that they had the wrong numbers. And I'm going, wait, I know. Hey, Judge, I made more than that. All right, pal, you're paying more. You know, can we just shut up? I'm the worst client you could possibly have. I'll tell you that right now. Anthony Pope knows it. When Anthony Pope had me, we were in court. And he goes in, and I walked in, and I wore the old suit. You know, you wear the whole thing. You try to look really down. Try to say, Anthony, look at this suit. Look at this old, I put this old suit on so the judge feels sorry for me, right, like that. And then Anthony was great. He stands up in the court and he starts saying, Mr. Piscopo, they want, how much do they want? He's not Jerry Seinfeld. And I had a real sad look in my eye. Oh, wow. Yeah. Who is he? George Clooney? He's not making that kind of money. Your Honor. And he takes a piece of my suit. He goes, Mr. Piscopo's suit is 10 years old, Your Honor. It was great. And we walked away not having to pay anything. It was brilliant, you know? And then the best is, I got to tell you, too, I can laugh about it now. And if you're going through it, there's so many people that go through it, and you're confused and everything, don't get confused. You will. You'll laugh at it one day. Trust me. You hang in there, because if I went through it, you could go through it. But it was so funny when I was in there with us. Oh, just another issue in the courts, please. And that's all on record, and it's all good. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just trying to, you know, do the best I can. And so what, I'm not going to mention names, but I'm in the court, my adversary, let me put it that way, just wanted to bust chops. That's what it was for. That's what the family courts are for, to bust chops if you're the money earner. Not the man, the woman, has nothing to do with that. I have a very dear friend. She makes a lot of money. She paid so much money in court, and she got stuck. Why? Because she was the primary money earner, right? So now I'm sitting there, my adversary's going, wow, like this. She goes, wow. I told you this before, guys. She, Joe, you may not have heard this. She goes,
no.
She
no,
goes, I swear to God, she goes like this. She goes, well, Your Honor, he's making fun of me on stage. And the judge rolls his eyes and goes, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. What? Well, he makes jokes about me in his show on stage. The judge takes a beat. He goes, well, he does have 90 minutes to kill. You're like,
that's great.
That was the best line. The best line I've ever heard in show business or anywhere else.
Your Honor, can I use that? No.
Yeah. And I'm going, now when you're in court, you got to go, you're trying not to laugh. Right. Oh, my God. Right. It was great. Well, he's got to kill 90 minutes. What do you think? Right. Man, please, really? And I just, and now I saw that judge down the road years later.
And I said, Your Honor, I have to tell you honestly, with respect, sir, that was the funniest line I ever heard. And he just smiled. He was very, I remember his name. I won't mention his name. What a best line ever. That, so you'll get through it.
I have a friend of mine who's going through a divorce right now.
How's he doing?
She. And now listen to this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The ex-husband, not exactly the most, you know, responsible person in the world, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
he just
yeah, yeah.
doesn't have a job. He's living. Yeah. He moved back with his mom. Like, you know, he's just not really whatever.
Good
so apparently, well, not so much. But anyway, she just found out earlier this week he is suing her for her house, claiming that it is in her name or whatever. I don't know all the legal, you know, ramifications. And he wants $500 a month from her.
Oh. From like, her.
Yeah, from her.
Yeah, yeah,
and all I'm thinking to myself is, can't you just go get a job? They don't have kids together.
Exactly.
It's just,
exactly,
you know, whatever assets. Just go get a job, dude.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's
like,
exactly
it happens.
Right. Yeah, and I'm telling you, and it's not men and women anymore. They always go, oh, fathers and this and
right.
this. And you're, it's not because I'm telling you what, I don't want to mention, but we know who I'm talking about. When she got to fork over all this money.
Right.
Oh, and then I remember I was at the bank once and there was a gal and I go, oh, I'm taking a check out for the ex, you know, I got to write the check. She goes, please tell me about it. I said, you too? She goes, yeah, I'm working. He's not. And I got to pay. What the heck? And you know, there's only one guy in the assembly that Robert Auth has a new way to approach divorce. He really does. Assemblyman Robert Auth in Jersey. It's really got to be taken back, you know, because it's like, it's so archaic. And you can't blame the judges because the politicians make the laws. The judges have to execute it. And they know when it's wrong or right,
well,
like that. I can tell you many stories. No, listen, then this one. I know we got a break. But this thing, guy goes, so I'm trying to do a settlement, you know, and one of my divorces, I'll do a settlement. And then I go, look at all the money, Joe. My own journey. I don't blame anywhere, and there's no anger here. But they had like this a group of matrimonial referees, kind of, you know. And they go, well, we came up with a solution for you, Mr. Piscopo. And they go, oh, what is that? They go, you pay this, you pay that, and by the time you're 87 years old, you'll have it all paid off. That's it.
Right. Like,
wow. I know. I'll be like Joe Biden wandering around with cash in my hand. Who gets the money now? Rocky, you want my money? Who wants my money? Take my money.
Listen, why
they told me in a straight face you're going to be like almost 90 when you're done paying for it, and they didn't even say.
That's insane. Joe, honestly, my best friend and his wife got divorced. They went through a mediator, and then they decided, you know what? We can work this out on our own, and they did, and they're amicable, and everything
great.
Is great. And you know what? He could have asked her for money. He could have done a million different things. He said, I just wanted it to be over with. So did she. And we, they had a kid between them, and they did it the right way.
I said that to one of my exes. And they said, now I'm going to court. I'm doing this. Because sometimes they mean the Mama Lukes. That's where the Mama Lukes come in. And the Mama Lukes go, you got to take them for all his money. Mm. You take them for all his money, and they're bad examples.
Couldn't even
give
you a tree.
Hey, is Wayne doing mornings at WCBS? Look at that. I shouldn't even talk like this. Wayne's doing mornings at WCBS.
He's home. He's around the on the other side of the mountain or whatever.
Wishing Wayne and he's with Steve Scott in the morning, right? I just want to make sure.
Well, they're actually solo. They're 1 hour on, 1 hour off. So it's
I wanted to say on the air, if I may, and I know we shouldn't. I hope our bosses don't get mad. But Rich Lamb was a reporter at WCBS in New York. What a great reporter. What a great reporter for 43 years at CBS. We wish Rich Lamb all the very best. And in his retirement, he's retiring. I had the honor of meeting him. He's like, and I'm a radio geek. And I said, you're Rich Lamb. I was like excited to meet Rich, you know. So wanted to wish him all the best over at our brothers and sisters at WCBS in New York. But we are AM 970. Please, you put that down. Okay, AM 970. Just checking. Hey, Debbie's out there on the road, 651. How we doing this morning, Deb?
Yep, congratulations to Rich. Let's see what's happening right now. Joe, we've got a couple of issues out here as you travel around. Expect some delays as you take a ride over to Myrtle Ave, getting out toward the Jackie Robinson to Forest Park. It's an ongoing police investigation. Expect delays on 80 West, exit 53 in Wayne, a collision taking two lanes, and 80 East, exit 27 in Roxbury, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program
time on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
There's 1 week left in the regular season, and the Orange visit Atlanta to meet red-hot Georgia Tech Saturday. It's a noon tip-off with Orange pregame at 11:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Senator Chuck Schumer about a subject on everyone's mind, the coronavirus and what's being done about it. It's Reaching Out at a special time, Saturday afternoon at 3 with an encore at 9 on AM 970, The Answer. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 45 for tonight. Increasing clouds early, then cloudy with rain arriving late, mixed with a little snow and sleet north and west of the city. Little or no snow accumulation in most suburbs, the low tonight 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, periods of rain through early afternoon, the high late tomorrow 51. Sunday, cloudy and cooler, more rain at times from late morning on, high 46. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. I love Empire State Bank. I'm telling you, Phil Guarneri is a buddy. You know, we've been out, we're due for a dinner. We used to go to dinner all the time, and then the pandemic thing hit, so we weren't allowed to go out. But I remember this. I remember calling Phil early on in the pandemic, if you'll remember. I said, how you doing? He goes, man, we are swamped, working harder than ever, because at Empire State Bank, all of the business relationship managers and everybody started working, trying to get loans to everybody, you know. And I love that. Jeannie Sarno and Tom and the staff, Esmeralda and the whole staff at Empire State Bank working for you. So if you've been thinking about expanding your business, right, improving cash flow, refinancing debt, funding improvements, buying equipment, now is the time to call Empire State Bank. Get started on what they call the SBA 7A loan application, all right? The expert business team at Empire State Bank and those business relationship managers know exactly how to help you get through the process with that SBA 7A. The SBA 7A loan program makes you eligible for higher loan amounts, right? Lower down payments, longer term flexible uses, and there is no SBA loan guarantee fee. And you can receive 3 months payment relief for a limited time only. So you got to go to esbna.com, please. Empire State Bank has SBA programs that can help you grow your business and thrive during challenging economic times like now. They have offices on Staten Island in Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. But the best way to get to Empire State Bank right now, just check out, please, esbna.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. A shout out to Cara Passaro. She's listening, and she's did a great job. We changed so many graphics this morning, apparently. We asked for so many things, split second, last minute, and she was on it every step of the way. Cara, well done. And don't say it too loud, because I know they'll they'll take her
Definitely.
Over to that. You know, National will come over and
That's
say,
right.
oh, can you? And so right. oh, this is, okay, now I'm looking at now. We're going to take a look at this. Does it look, we have the video of Joe Biden. Is it on YouTube? It was on YouTube?
There's several places you could find it. This one comes from NBC on YouTube. They did a live stream of it, so we pulled a little clip of it.
So look at the, oh, jeez.
You can see him.
Oh,
wandering
Lord.
Off.
I'm watching Joe Biden, and there's Fauci, and they're all afraid to tell the president what to do. Oh, my God. He walks back. The poor guy. And I feel like I'm watching Grandpa, you know, like I want to help him. He can't make it up. But that's who the president is, I guess, and they're leaving it like that. And I just wish, you know what? I wish him all the best. I really, really do. Like my Democratic friend that said, hey, Joe, how's my president doing down there? And I said, you know what? Your president is my president, and I wish him all the very, very best. Hey, Joe on the radio, thank you guys for doing that. I don't know that we post that. That looked a little too sad to post. 657 with Joe on the radio. Dr. Nina Radcliffe is going to join us momentarily. So we want to talk to Nina. Tommy Lahren is coming up right off the top of the hour. I love Tommy. You know why? She's young. She believes in this country, and she is fired up, all right? Mike Gallagher is going to join us at Dr. Darren Porcher. And your phone calls, always. We always love to hear from you, and we'll be able to pick up the phone just in the next hour after we talk to Tommy. 877-970-2999. Hey, it's Friday, ladies.
Opinion.